This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Farm Challenge of the Week on This Week in Agribusiness, sponsored by Bayer. In the past, we would see passage of a farm bill through bipartisan support of that bill, at least until the one before this farm bill. And on Friday, you'd have to say there was bipartisan opposition that sank that vote. I'll talk about it coming up after this. As the crop season progresses, what are the market factors to watch? The senior grain market analyst at Farm Futures, Bryce Knorr, shares his thoughts on market moves for this time of year.
Well, the middle of May is a crucial time for both corn and soybeans. Most years, if we get that corn crop planted, if we make new lows in the middle of May, it's a very negative sign, and growers need to be, I think, much more aggressive if we do get any type of a pop in terms of selling for soybeans. Normally, we keep on rallying. Last year, we did not. So that's a indication that we don't always have to rally.
Bryce advises farmers not to take their eyes off the market while involved in field work, and waiting for a spring rally may not be the best move. This has been the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. Some bickering over immigration legislation proved to be the downfall in that House vote on Friday to get passage of a new farm bill by the House of Representatives, that bill that had been approved by the Republicans on the House Ag Committee. And it was interesting, there were those Republicans who crossed over to vote with the Democrats in that vote that took place on Friday. Oh yes, the reaction was immediate from the farm organizations. They were not happy. The president of the National Corn Growers, North Dakota farmer Kevin Skunas, said passing a farm bill through the House is the first critical step in getting a new bill. He urged the House leaders to quickly find a way forward to pass a new bill as soon as possible. As Kevin put it, our farmers need clarity on the prospects of a new farm bill signed into law this year. He said indeed his members were disappointed. Soybean growers reacted too. The president of the American Soybean Association, John Heisdorfer, said plain and simple, the farm bill matters. He said soybean growers and everyone involved in agriculture depend on this vital piece of legislation, a bill that provides a farm safety net, improves conservation, places value on exports, and feeds our nation. John did say that the Soybean Association was pleased with the outcome of several amendments offered last week, including strong votes to defeat amendments that would have eliminated vital farm programs. Reaction also from the National Association of Conservation Districts. The president of the NACD, Brent Van Dyke, said the defeat of that bill Friday, as he put it, brings us further away from passing a new bill on time and providing producers with the certainty they need to continue feeding and clothing this nation. Brent said farmers and ranchers across the country utilize farm bill conservation programs to preserve natural resources for future generations. I'll be back after this.